If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Her Paper Route podcast, episode number 7. On this episode, I'm going to be sharing some tips on what you can do to push yourself out of your comfort zone, especially when you are someone who struggles with anxiety and is trying to put yourself out there as an entrepreneur, running your business as the face of your business and doing all of that scary in-person and online social stuff. When I started my business, I was a total introverted entrepreneur who was terrified to put myself out there. And it's something, honestly, that I still struggle with, but I have gotten much better with. And it's all from just forcing myself to do all of the scary things until they don't feel scary anymore. So on today's show, I'm going to share some of the things that I've done and some of my recommendations for what you can do to get out of your own comfort zone and step into your true power as a business owner and the general amazing, confident person that you are, even if you don't feel like it at all right now. There are ways to unravel the anxiety forming inside of you. Once you stop letting it completely control your life, you will feel more relaxed and confident in your life overall. Before we kick off this episode, I want to remind you that no matter what stage you are at in the entrepreneur game, I have something that will help you. Go to herpaperroot.com/toolkit to get unlimited free access to my resource library, an entrepreneur toolkit of my courses, ebooks, Instagram marketing tips, Pinterest marketing tips, blogging tips and training, and so much more. Head on over to herpaperroot.com/toolkit to get that for free. Right now,
you're listening to the Her Paper Route podcast, a show all about money and entrepreneurship with host Chelsea Clark. Chelsea is a marketing strategist and the founder of herpaperroute.com, a friendly and supportive hive for ambitious, passionate entrepreneurs like you to learn how to growth hack your idea into a profitable business. We encourage you to fearlessly tackle your wildest goals. We know that as your own boss, you can deliver your unique message and make more paper. You just need a plan. Here's your host, Chelsea Clark.
So you clicked on this episode, you saw the title, you saw that it's about stepping out of your comfort zone, and I can tell what you're already thinking. I have social anxiety. How the heck do you expect me to step out of my comfort zone? Because I know how debilitating anxiety can be. I've been there. I still am sometimes. So let's start with what it means to take action. When you have social anxiety, you prefer to stay inside and not take any action. You may step down from invitations to do live speaking events for your business. And even as an online entrepreneur, you might feel like you're safe until maybe you're in the middle of a deal you're trying to put together through emails, and then they say, let's jump on a quick call. And all of a sudden, it's like anxiety overload, and you're picturing having to talk on the phone to this person. You're not going to know what they're about to ask you. You're not prepared. You're going to look like an idiot. All of these things are going through your head. I know, because these are the things that used to go through my head, and it took a long time to just be like, Chelsea, shut the voices down and go and do the work. Because really, people aren't out there to try to catch you and try to make you look stupid. It's all in your head most of the time. And the thing about it is that fear takes control and forces you to stay inside. It forces you to stay down. It forces you to miss opportunities that are being presented to you. This way, you are avoiding any chance of feeling uncomfortable, but it's you that loses in the end. And the more that you let that fear take over, the worse your social anxiety will become. It just continues to build and build until you're left with a crippling fear of trying anything new. And that is so tough, because as an entrepreneur, as someone who's trying to forge your own business, you constantly need to be trying new things and doing new things and taking advantage of new things that are happening and going on in the world and in business. The only way to break that fear down is by taking action against the things that scare you. any sort of action, even if it's just for 5 minutes to go outside and then come back inside. Anxiety can distort the thinking in your head to make you believe in things that aren't even happening. And just because of one bad experience that you've had before, you may avoid trying again, right? You need to try and try and fail and try again until you're going to succeed. Breaking down your social anxiety is possible. It starts with you choosing to either fight it or allow it to swallow you up. So, how does social anxiety stop you from stepping out of your comfort zone? For one, you try to predict the future and you get nervous about something bad happening. Before you even get the chance to step outside of your comfort zone, you pull back, thinking about every possible scenario that will go wrong, instead of just letting go and seeing what happens. Another way that it stops you from getting out of your comfort zone is you care too much about what other people are thinking. Everybody worries about this to an extent. But for you, it's worse. Any interaction that you have with someone makes you second guess everything. And this makes whatever you're doing unenjoyable and makes you want to go home. Or if we're talking about in a business space, maybe going to a networking event, having to be around all those crowds and all those people, that's pretty overwhelming. But being in those networking places can be so good for you and your business. So if you just go there and you say, oh, this is too much, I want to go home, then you're just missing other possible opportunities that are right there in front of you with all of the different amazing speakers and people that are at those type of events. You may take things way too personally. Anxiety takes control of your emotions and starts to make you feel like crap. A lot of things offend you, even if it's someone looking at you weird. You're left with feeling self-conscious and out of control with your emotions. Something feels wrong with you and you don't know why. Every little thing feels like a personal hit to the heart. And you may set high expectations. Instead of just going with the flow, you try to plan out exactly how the whole day, night, interview, client conversation is going to go. And if something unexpected happens, it messes with your head, making your anxiety worse and leaving you wondering why you tried in the first place. So if any of those things sound familiar, I get it. I've been there plenty of times. But social anxiety isn't the end of the world. Being introverted and feeling socially awkward makes it difficult to meet new people and enjoy your life and grow as an entrepreneur. And most people think social anxiety is a bad thing, but some actually see it as a blessing. Because having social anxiety does bring a lot of stress and fears, but it also makes you more aware of situations than most people. That means you're quick to determine how bad the situation really is instead of just going blindly. It gives you a key to live a more meaningful life without dealing with all of the bullshit. With social anxiety, you gain a skill to learn how to filter out the things that aren't worth putting up with. And the more that you can learn to listen to your social anxiety, the easier it is to overcome it. If you really do want to try going out more, whether it's out with friends or out to networking events or accepting invitations for summit interviews and podcast interviews and those sort of things, then you should definitely work on saying yes and doing them. Just doing them. Just letting your emotions go and just going and doing it. Find the things that you enjoy first and are curious in trying out for you. Don't force yourself into situations that other people want you to be part of if you really don't want to. If you don't enjoy it, then just get rid of it. Don't do it. Hey, there is no shame in reaching out and talking to someone. The professionals at BetterHelp are standing by to talk with you at any time. Whether you are going through a crisis or you just need someone to listen so that you can vent and get the thoughts out of your head and out into the world, go to herpaperroot.com/betterhelp to find an affordable online therapist that you can talk or text with at any time. Yes, you can text with a therapist if it makes you more comfortable. Go to herpaperroot.com/betterhelp and just talk to someone. Now, I really want to talk about how to overcome social anxiety and get out of your comfort zone and how we are going to do it. The first thing, put a plan together. You probably have something in mind that will bring you out of your comfort zone, whether that's asking someone out, applying for a new job, going and getting those new clients that you saw lurking around in different Facebook groups. This isn't about obsessing over every little detail, but putting a plan together will help you be as prepared as you can be. This is just allowing you to be more prepared for almost anything. So start with a goal in mind, like you'll start talking to this person on Tuesday, and you set a date that you're going to reach out to that client or you're going to make that phone call. And you put it on a piece of paper, you write it down, you see the date that you're going to do it. You can also write down different talking points that you're going to bring up when you make that phone call or you reach out to that lead. The different things that you're going to talk about, you're going to have a couple things prepared about your own business. So you know when they ask you, you know what you're going to say and nothing is unknown and scary. You'll just feel that more confident. So even if they do ask you something that you weren't prepared for, you have enough buffer and a little notes of talking points that you can just pull something together on the fly. And that will really surprise you. Because the only way to really grow and live the life that you are dreaming of is by getting out there. So avoid traumatizing yourself. Don't say things like, "This is why I never put myself out there." Just practice being prepared. We don't always get everything that we want in life, and it's usually because we just weren't meant for it, not because anything was wrong with you specifically. So then start working on things to improve your confidence. Usually, when we're too scared to step out of our comfort zones, it makes us think that we aren't good enough for whatever it is out there. You want it bad enough, but you're too scared of messing up. Well, while you are preparing to step outside of your comfort zone, work on building your confidence in the process. This will help you stay feeling confident no matter the outcome. The more time that you spend taking care of yourself instead of talking down about everything that you do, the less your social anxiety will be, and I promise you that. Practice eating healthier, working out more, reading self-improvement books, and talking things out with your closest friends and family. This will help give you a big confidence boost and will help you feel good about stepping outside of that comfort zone of yours. Another little trick is to just find a spot where you can people watch. Part of social anxiety is worrying so much about what other people are thinking of you. But do you ever just sit down at an airport or a shopping mall and just watch other people around you? This might sound creepy, but it's really not, especially since so many people watch without even being aware of it. I find a lot of peace in sitting down and looking around at the people around me. At places like at the airport, the mall, Apple store, everybody else is so focused on getting to a destination. They really don't care to look at you unless you are blocking their pathway. If you can, try to go to more places and just people watch. Bring a friend with you, sit down, away from the craziness, and just watch people. With social anxiety, your mind plays tricks on you. It makes you believe everyone is staring at you. But when you people watch, you can clearly see if people are staring or not. And if they are, it really doesn't matter. They usually just walk right by anyway. This can help you get a different perspective on being so worried about what others think. The next thing we have to run down is to reevaluate your expectations. It is no doubt that you deserve the best. And when I say this, I am not saying that you need to reevaluate your worth or your standards, but sometimes things are completely out of your control. You can envision something going exactly how you want, but if it doesn't add up to that in real life, you'll be left severely disappointed. And setting high expectations can keep you from trying in the first place. Let's say that you want to start working out, but after the first week when you don't see any results, you want to throw in the towel. Life throws some serious curveballs sometimes, and no matter how prepared you may be, that's why when setting your expectations, you'll want to check in and think about it. Yes, getting six-pack abs in 2 weeks would be amazing, but it's not realistic. You have to be prepared for the plan of action to get there. It doesn't mean it's not possible to get six-pack abs. It just means that you'll need to put in a lot more effort. And when you see these expectations that you have for yourself, you're going to have to match it with the effort you are willing to put in to achieve those expectations. Everyone sets unrealistic expectations sometimes, and that's okay. But what's not is when you allow it to determine your life. If you only expect the best, and then if it doesn't happen, you let it ruin your happiness and make you believe that you don't deserve good things out of life, that's a problem. So instead, set small goals. And if you haven't tuned into episode one of this podcast, where I talk about how to set and reach goals as an entrepreneur, please go and listen to that right after this episode because it is really going to help you with this step. One day you can have those six-pack abs, but you'll need to set up a strategy to get there. Get out there, get your ass knocked down, and then get back up. It's the best way to learn about yourself. Build up your resilience and not let high expectations ruin your life. And when in doubt, laugh about it. I know how easy it is to take life way too seriously sometimes. It's totally normal if you wake up some days with a flood of worries and anxiety and instantly start off in a bad mood. Sometimes I wake up that way and I don't know why, but I have to notice it. And I have to tell myself, no, we're not going to have this mindset today. You really do have to check yourself before you wreck yourself because no one else will. You are in control. You just have to step into that control. There's a lot more coming up on the show, but first, I just want to check in with you and ask if you are ready to start a blog. Blogging is such an amazing way to take control of your income and make money online. I'm not going to just show you how to start a blog. I will personally start your blog for you. I will set up your blog for you for free. That's not a joke. I will actually build your website for free. Head on over to hertaperroot.com/toolkit and sign up for my entrepreneur toolkit. And once inside, you will see the details on how to claim your website built by me for $0. You literally have no reason to keep putting off starting your blog. Let's start your blog together today. Stepping out of your comfort zone isn't easy. And sometimes it's so terrifying that you feel like you can't even move your feet forward at all. But that's where laughing comes in. Just let some shit that's building up inside of you go. Those worries are pointless. Instead, come up with 10 things that make you laugh. Get out a piece of paper and pen and come up with the things that make your stomach hurt from laughing. Maybe it's a scene from The Office, my favorite TV show, or something that your dog does that just leaves you grinning from ear to ear. Think of those things daily. Let those funny thoughts come in and let them leave you feeling good. So if you do end up stepping outside of your comfort zone and staring that fear in the face, laugh. It just releases all of that tension. When your hands are sweating and your heart is pumping and your voice is shaking, laugh. Maybe you can even find a clip of a movie or a TV show or a hilarious Instagram meme that's going through the same thing as you. Make it relatable and help you. Remember that you are not alone in what you're going through. A lot of the time, we feel like we're the only person dealing with our issue. And so often, we don't realize that so many other people have experienced it or are experiencing it currently. We just need to reach out and talk to someone. And there is no way that I could sit here and tell you to just change the way that you think and get over it. Because social anxiety is too complex for that, and it really takes trying new things, changing your perspective on things, trying, failing, trying again, testing, and seeing what happens. You actually have to make the decision yourself to make a change. But every day, I personally take little steps towards getting out of my comfort zone and doing things that before would absolutely freak me out. And the more that I do it, it just becomes more natural and less scary. When I started Her Paper Route, the thought of going on a podcast, being interviewed in a live summit interview, these type of things freaked me out so much. Talking in front of a room of people, there was no way. I actually considered starting my Her Paper Route blog under a fake name just because I didn't want to put my face to my business, which I'm glad that at the last second I decided, no, like Her Paper Route is my baby, it's my business, I'm authentic about it. I need to put this out and be myself and just let the world see. And that is really scary. But you know what? I'm so glad that I did that because the relationships that I've made from meeting people, helping other people who are starting their own business and starting their own blog, I couldn't have had those relationships if I was doing it as a fake person, as a fake persona. And when I started my business and people were asking me to do interviews, which by the way is amazing, and I did not take that for granted. I always thought that was so amazing that someone would want to interview me for anything, but my own social anxiety would get in the way and would tell me that I can't and that I'm going to mess up, but I'm going to look stupid and all of these things. And at first, you know, it wasn't an instant thing. I wasn't able to just immediately be like, oh, nope, there's my social anxiety. I'll just ignore that and I'll just take the interview and it'll be great and I'll be wonderful. Because it's not that easy. I know that it's not. It took time and it took doing it really scared. And I didn't say yes to those first interviews. I was too scared. But now, after pushing myself out of my comfort zone and all of these different areas in business, I'm still growing and I'm still trying things and I'm still pushing myself. And I 100%, I swear to you, it does get easier. So go and accept those scary opportunities and go and push yourself and do it. And try your best to just fake it till you make it. Tell your mind you're not scared. Tell your mind you can do it. And your mind will just tell the rest of your body that you can, and it will just push you right into it and you will do it. So I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode and that you found it helpful. I would absolutely love it if you shared this episode with a friend who you think could enjoy it too. Share it on your social media. Tag me at HerPaperRoot. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check out the rest of the episodes in this season of the HerPaperRoot podcast. And just remember that you got this. You're in control. You make the rules. Go out and do it.
Thanks for tuning in to the HerPaperRoot podcast. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please say so by leaving us a review on iTunes. And be sure to share this episode with your friends. For more entrepreneurship resources and to connect with Chelsea, swing by HerPaperRoot.com. Now go make something.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.